morning, and welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo, and welcome to an hour of Mind Power. This is going to be an open mic day, so you are welcome to call in at any time during this next hour and chat with me. I'd be delighted to light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight. Here are the telephone numbers to call in to. USA is 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. For Canadians, it's 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. And we also have a direct line of 530-876-3222. That's 530-876-3222. Well, I want to thank those of you who have been sending me materials, and I have gotten all kinds of good information that I'll be sharing with you this hour. Some of it is on how to protect your privacy and other things, but in the interim, again, you're able to call in because this is an open mic day. But I want to start off with a thoughtful story that I really liked, and it's a story about a 10-year-old boy. But before I tell the story, I want to have mention a quote. Before you pass judgment on someone, first treat others with courtesy, dignity, and respect. And sometimes that's not always easy because we have a tendency to assume appearances give us information, and sometimes that's not necessarily the truth. And this is about a 10-year-old little boy who approached the counter of a soda shop and decided he wanted to have one, and he climbed onto a stool, and the waitress came over to find out what he wanted to order. And he asked her a question, what does an ice cream sundae cost? She answered, it costs 50 cents. Well, the little boy went deep into his pockets and pulled out an assortment of change, and he counted it very carefully as the waitress was standing there. And, of course, she was getting a little irritated because she had other customers that were coming in, and this little boy was taking a lot of her time. After all, she did have bigger customers to wait on. The little boy asked her, well, how much would just plain ice cream be? And she responded, and she was a little bit irritated with her response. She said, 35 cents. Well, the little boy slowly counted his money, and he said to her with a smile, may I please have some plain ice cream in a dish, please? And so he gave her the correct amount, and she brought him the ice cream. Now, she got busy with her other customers and didn't give a thought to the little boy. And when she was finished with all of her other people, and the little boy had already finished his ice cream and had left, the waitress returned to clear up the dish from the little boy, and when she picked it up, she felt a strange, strange feeling. There on the counter, the little 10-year-old boy had left 2 nickels and 5 pennies. And she realized that he had had just enough money for the sundae, but sacrificed it so he could leave her a tip. That was a big lesson for that waitress. She then never underestimated the capability of even a child. And here was this little boy that really determined that he knew he should leave her a tip. And even though she didn't give him the best of service, he calculated things so that he could do exactly that. So many times, we have experiences that come into our life that make us feel sort of yucky about people. Gee, you can encounter sometimes the nastiest, stinkiest individuals, and you go, what are they doing on this planet? They are just absolutely awful. And when we encounter those kinds of people, we seem to want to paint everybody else the same way. And waitresses, I know they have a pretty intense job. And I've always appreciated good waiters and waitresses because they're a very special group of people. And if they like what they do, they really, really have a magic way about themselves. And they always make you feel special. Well, that waitress learned a lesson from the child. And she also learned not to judge. Remember what I said at the beginning? Always, before passing judgment, first treat others with courtesy, dignity, and respect. I think it's a lesson she'll remember for the rest of her life. This is Donna Sebo. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. Our toll-free numbers, and by the way, this is an open mic day, 877-876-5227 if you're in the U.S. If you're in Canada, 888-815-9756. And from anywhere else, 530-876-3222. Well, I told you I had some things to share. And for those of you that have stories or special points of information that you would like for me to be aware of, all you need to do is send it to Donna@DelphiInternational.com. That's Donna@DelphiInternational.com. And as I review the material, and believe me, I do get to it, then whenever I'm able, then I pass it along to my listeners, if that is something that I am able to do. And today I wanted to let you know I'm going to be talking a little bit about natural pest control. I have got some information on how you can save money and get out of debt. So we've just got all kinds of odds and ends, but if you'd like to call in and chat with me, this is absolutely fabulous. Now, this came to someone that is a listener of the show, and they said, this I felt was pretty important. If you want to keep your identity private, this is something you need to be aware of. And I had heard about this, and so I went and I checked on some things myself and found out that what this person said was true. Now, lots of times we're not aware of how privacy is literally non-existent when it comes to the Internet. And Google apparently has implemented a feature which enables you to type in a telephone number for a person into the search bar, hit enter, and you'll be given the person's name and address. If you then hit MapQuest, you'll get a map to an individual's house. And people, this person, Lon, said, should be aware of it. It's a nationwide reverse telephone book. And the information was passed along to Lon by a friend, and he said, I really feel that this is something that we need to be very, very much aware of. And if a child gives out his or her phone number, someone can now look it up and find out where they live, and there's some concerns about safety. However, you can have your phone number removed or blocked. And he tried his telephone number, came up with a MapQuest and directions straight to his house, and he filled out the removal form for himself and encourages everyone else to do the same. So, again, all you have to do is look up your own number. And if in order to test whether your phone number is mapped, you go to google.com, you type your phone number in the search bar, and hit enter. If you want to block Google from divulging your private information, you simply click on your phone number and then click on the removal form. And it takes about 48 hours for it to be removed. Now, you can check your own number, and it may or may not apply to you if you have an unlisted number or a cell phone as a primary contact, but you may know somebody that needs this, and I appreciate Lon sharing that with me. Also, I wanted to say, if a person has a post office box, then you're not likely to have the house address listed. For example, if you have a website and you have a post office box on your website listed, then it will not give information that will lead to your home. So that's just a little bit of something that I thought I would share with you. After all, it's good when we are aware of information like that to share it with others, because privacy is a very important thing. And again, the Internet is a wonderful, wonderful tool, but sometimes we just have to be aware of certain things and take the proper steps. Donna Sebo here, open mic day. Give me a call if you would like to chat at 877-876-5227, 888-815-9756 if you're from Canada, and for anyone else, 530-876-3222. Now, every once in a while, well, actually, I have to say quite frequently, I have a curiosity about how things work. Why do people do certain things a certain way? And there's some television shows, one's called How Do They Do That? And there's just a number of other programs on various channels that enable you to see what goes on behind the things, whether you're wanting to find out about how they make a windshield wiper to producing M&Ms. It doesn't make any difference. There's always a specific process. Well, the peanuts that we get, have you ever wondered how peanuts can be shelled without breaking them? If ever you've gone to a ball game and gotten a bag of peanuts and, you know, you're sitting there and you're breaking open the shells, quite often you find that you inadvertently break up the peanuts. Well, it doesn't bother you. You're at the ball game. You're just going to be popping them in your mouth anyway, so you don't have too much of a concern. But the peanut industry is quite a fascinating one, and shelling peanuts may not seem too difficult or a very interesting task, but when you think about cleaning, sizing, and shelling, 100,000 pounds of peanuts an hour. Yes, that's approximately how many go through their machines every hour at a peanut factory. And the Planters plant in Allander, North Carolina, that's what they do. It's really a major operation, and it took a lot of thinking to get this operation so that it would get down to doing the job efficiently and well. Well, peanuts, I don't know if you've ever had a chance to be out on a peanut farm. Peanuts, when they're pulled up out of the ground, are very dirty, obviously. They grow there, and they are picked up just in huge batches, and they are taken right just as they come out of the ground, along with the sticks and rubble and dirt that just often look very much like the peanuts themselves. So here's this entire load of peanuts and all of the garbage that goes with it. They dump it into what's called a real machine that removes some of the rocks, the dirt, and the sticks that stick with the peanuts themselves. Now, whatever's left is conveyed to a louvered deck with a 2-inch square opening through which peanuts fall, and the larger alien materials are floated off, and then they get rid of them. Then there's a second deck screen that has smaller openings that does exactly the opposite. There, the dirt fragments and grass, that slips through the screen, and the peanuts remain behind. Now, this screening process, they go through a number of them. In fact, they separate peanuts in this process into 5 different sizes, and the smallest obviously drop through the screen with the smallest holes, and those that don't fit pass on to the next and so on. They're then roasted in their shells and sent along a conveyor belt where an electric eye sorts out anything that might be discolored, and then there are people that are there that often remove anything that looks objectionable by hand. Now, the good, healthy peanuts head for the shellers, and these consist of semicircular baskets with openings of different sizes to accommodate the different size peanuts. And that's quite a few. And the openings are measured in 64ths of an inch. So it's a 30 over 64 is used for the largest peanuts, and 4 bars bolted onto a central hub turn at a rate of 200 revolutions per minute. Now, there are beaters that have very sharp edges, and they're precisely placed at a specific distance from this basket, so as the peanuts are struck, they're forced down through the holes, and as they go, the shells crack. The peanuts and the broken shells alike tumble through all of this, and then large suction fans draw off the hulls, leaving the heavier peanuts behind. Now, once they're shelled, they're again sized by rolling them back and forth across screens. The peanuts that have made it through still in their shells are sent back to a smaller size shelling unit. Then the remaining shells and sticks are cleaned out by a machine that throws the peanuts up an incline. And what's so amazing about this, the peanuts move up, but the sticks, grass, and the like never reach the top. Now then there's an electric eye that scans the peanuts for dark or discolored skin, and a final visual inspection is made by workers who look over the peanuts on a series of tables and pick out any damaged ones and any lingering foreign matter. Now, there's 5 edible grades of peanuts, and a remaining group of small immature peanuts can then be processed into peanut oil. Now, with all that I described to you, can you imagine how long it takes to do that? How about 30 minutes for 100,000 pounds of peanuts, and just in 1 hour? That's the process that they put through, 100,000 pounds. Just, it's mind-boggling. It's absolutely amazing. I think so many times it's a great thing to be able to walk into manufacturing facilities of any kind, whether it's a brewery, a peanuts factory, a place where they make clothes. Anytime you have a chance to look at what goes on behind the scenes for the products that you see on the shelves, it really gives you a deep, healthy respect for the people, one, who are willing to invest in the business, two, the thinking, the organization, and the planning that makes it possible for all of this equipment to operate and work efficiently. I was in a manufacturing facility for banners and these great big flags that sometimes are used at major sporting events, or you'll have sometimes these very unique environments in shopping malls where they need a whole bunch of banners or various things, and that has to be hung from maybe lampposts or windows, and there's all kinds of things. And one, this manufacturing facility, I was absolutely astonished at how they were able to do the design on something that would go in to cover the side of a building, this one banner. Absolutely incredibly huge. And they work it out. They have the machines. The staff knows how to do the measurement, knows how to do all the colorful appliques, and it is tremendously awesome to go through these facilities. If you have children in school, I encourage you to take the kids to those manufacturing facilities. Let them see what goes on, because so often we take things for granted. We just assume that these things just are there, and we get so irritated and upset when they don't work perfectly, and we take them back. And here in the United States, we're so fortunate because so many businesses have such a wonderful sense of responsibility about taking care of their customers. And it's really wonderful, wonderful, wonderful to know what really goes on behind the scenes. So if you have kids, or if you want to educate yourself, go on out. I've been in jam-making environments, candy-making environments. I've been taken on tours through companies that produce teas. And boy, did I get an education. It's phenomenal, absolutely wonderful. And it expands your world and makes you realize how important it is to be creative, how important it is to understand that it takes a talent to design machines to be able to do what we want to have done in an efficient and effective way that enables us to supply millions of people with need. This is Donna Siebel. We're going to go to our first caller of the day. I want to welcome you to the show. And by the way, if you are listening and you'd like to call in and chat with me, it's an open mic day, 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756 and also 530-876-3222. Caller, welcome to the show. First name or initial, and where are you calling from?
Is that me?
Yes, it is, there.
Hi, Donna. My name is Carla.
Hi, Carla.
Hi, and I'm calling from the North Bay.
You're calling from where?
The North Bay.
From North Bay?
Yes.
And where is North Bay?
Oh, say Petaluma, Novato, you know, Santa Rosa area.
Wow.
The North Bay,
California.
Yes. Oh, where are you?
Well, I am up in the state of Washington.
I had a feeling. Okay, I'm sorry.
That's all right. That's okay.
I feel like we're neighbors, so I said North Bay.
Well, hi,
okay.
Neighbor.
All right.
Okay, Carla. First thing that I am looking at with you is you have had your hands full and then some, and I'm seeing you reaching a level of irritation where you just say, I need a break.
And I don't need McDonald's.
Oh. And if I don't get a break, I'm just going to explode. Well, you've got a lot going on hormonally in the body, but more than that, I think that you have a bad habit, and that habit is not saying no. You don't know how to say no to certain situations or environments when you're already loaded down,
mm-hmm.
and you're so conscientious, and then you don't even have a squeak of an area, a space left for you. So you need to be sure that you give to yourself, and if you could make a promise to yourself for the next 3 months, just take a 3-month increment, give time to yourself, whether it's an hour, a day, however you're going to work it, but just say, this is for me, and just do it. You don't need anybody's permission, just do it. And what's going to happen is that a lot of what you feel is fuzzy in your thinking, because you've got so much going on, is going to clear. It will clear. And I'm also looking at a wonderful event. I think it's coming up in late fall. And it's going to be what I would describe as a retreat. It is not expensive. You're going to find this is just a nice group of people, and they're just wanting to have some downtime and to be able to have some quiet and to sort of get centered within themselves. And what I'm observing is that though this isn't a large group, you're going to really feel good by the time it's all done. You're going to feel just wonderful about the whole thing. You're going to say, I need to do this more often. I'm also seeing you having a chance to be on a coastline or in a coastal area, and there's whales that are going by. You know, it's a bit brisk. You've got what appears to be a windbreaker on, and the wind seems to be blowing your hair around quite a bit. It's a good thing you're not vain, because it's just blowing your hair all over the place. But the sight of the whales is really going to mean a lot to you. Mm-hmm. What coastal area, I'm not sure, but these whales are really active. I mean, they're coming up out of the water quite a bit. Okay. But the water is very soothing to you. Mm-hmm. If you could be on a beach walking, and whether there's people around or not, you don't mind it. I think you'd love the Oregon coastline because of the environment that that would present to you. Mm-hmm. And that also would be a stimulus for your artistic side as well. What question did you have for me today, Carla?
Well, to tell you the truth, I have so many questions, and I'm not sure which one comes to mind first. I don't know what to say. I guess, first of all, my finances. I'm trying to do a project, and I'm hoping it's going to get off the ground within the next month or so. Do you have any feeling of that?
All right, the project that you're looking at, and, you know, with the one question, with the finances, you've got some challenges with this project. I think it's a project that still needs to be tweaked.
Yes, it does.
And I think you're going to have to tweak it as you go along. Mm-hmm. I believe it's going to be more like 3 or 4 months. Mm-hmm. But what I would like to encourage you to do, I would like to encourage you to take your information, take your project, and if you've got, 3 or 4 people that you can do some brainstorming with, show them what you've got, show them your concepts and your proposal, and if you have to have them sign a non-disclosure agreement, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that that's going to be necessary with the individuals I'm looking at, but that choice is yours.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say, get their feedback, and don't take it personal.
Okay.
Look at it and say, all right, this is attack time. Everybody gets a strawberry sundae with hot fudge sauce or whatever afterwards, but I really need some objective viewing here.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not just looking for the shredding. I want to look at the good, the bad, and the indifferent.
Okay.
And have it all itemized out. Then what you need to do, after they make their comments, is say, let's take a break, and then let's come back, and let's look at this, and then question them about their comments. And see, I'm not taking this personally. I'm trying to look at this as a business.
Sure.
What is it when you're talking about XYZ being very poor? Why do you feel that it's poor?
Mm-hmm.
What would you recommend that I could strengthen the presentation with? Or what do you feel the weaknesses? How do you feel I can improve these weaknesses?
Mm-hmm.
And get objective feedback. You're not going to accept all of it, but you're going to find a good deal of it is very valuable, and you're getting perspective. It's hard sometimes to develop what I call the thick skin of not taking things personally.
Mm-hmm.
You are this project you've put a lot of yourself into without knowing what it is. It is something to you that when you see it reaching a certain level of achievement, it's like, this is my baby, and I'm watching my baby learning how to walk. So I think your project is a beginning of something that is going to roll over into a bigger project.
Yes, this is my seed project to get everything going into my real passion project.
So So this is the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why you need the feedback.
Okay.
And that's why you need to not take it personally.
Not a problem.
Mm-hmm. Well, Carla, thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Donna.
And you have a fabulous day.
I plan to. You as well.
Thank you, dear.
Take good care.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. This is Donna Sebo. And by the way, I've been asked by some people if I do private readings. Yes, I do. And if you want to do that, all you have to do is call me at my 800 number, which is 872-8852. That's 800-872-8852. But if you'd like to call and chat with me today, we've got an open mic day. The telephone number, if you're calling from anywhere in the United States, 877-876-5227. And for those of you in Canada, 888-815-9756. Also, 530-876-3222. Now, for those of you who are listening in Alaska, I want to let you know I have the pleasure of being a guest on the Eddie Burke Show on KFQD on Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time. And, of course, in Alaska, because we're 1 hour ahead of you, that would be 10 a.m. Alaska time. So for those of you in Alaska, just know this coming Monday I'm going to be a guest featured on that show. And I invite you to listen in. Also, I want to let you know who's going to be my guest tomorrow. I have Gail Gregory. We're going to be talking about the grand experiment, and you're going to have to tune in to find out what it is. And also, next week, we've got a dynamic lineup. We have got Dr. Brooks. We're going to be talking about colon cancer and prostate cancer, so we're going to be getting some good information on that, and I'll fill in the rest of it. We've got a caller on the line. Welcome, caller. First name or initial, and where are you calling from?
Nikki from Phoenix, Arizona.
Okay, dear, I cannot hear you.
I'm Nikki from Phoenix, Arizona.
Okay, again, I couldn't hear your name, dear.
I'm sorry. Is that better?
Oh, that's so much better. My goodness, it sounds like you're right in front of me.
I'm sorry. It's Nikki from Arizona.
Okay, Nikki, nice to hear from you. And the first thing that I'm looking at now, Nikki, we're just about ready to go on break, so don't hang up because we'll put you on hold and I'll come back and get your question.
Thank you.
The first thing, Nikki, is I want you to be leery of gossip. I want you to always be willing to listen to what people say. But you have to get your facts straight because there's something in a working environment that's going to be a sticky mess if you get caught up with what I call the gossip that's going on. And I'm looking at a female that has a tendency to always want to paint someone else a color that they are not. And this woman has a wagging tongue, and everybody around her knows it. So you must be attentive and get your facts. Don't assume that what you hear is correct, because I think you'll have an embarrassing moment if you don't get the facts. Also, what I'm looking at is plan for travel. There's some marvelous opportunities for you to really go and see some wonderful, wonderful places, visit some great friends, and I like the fact that your social life is expanding. I really think that that's important. You are stepping into a whole new arena of contacts with people that I think are just going to be so empowering for you as a person. And do take that class that you have been thinking about. It's going to be worth the money, the time, and the effort. Now, Nikki, I know we're going to go on break, hon. Will you stay on the phone?
Yes, thank you.
Okay. Now, Nikki's staying on the phone. Now, for those of you listening, because today's an open mic day, if you'd like to call in and chat with me, I'd be delighted. Here's the telephone number, 877-876-5227, or you can call from Canada, 888-815-9756, and we also have a direct line of 530-876-3222. So we have an open mic hour. Nikki is on the line waiting. I'll be getting to her question, and you, of course, you can be next if you like. Just remember, you can call in, and we'll be here ready to take your call. This is Donna Sebo. We are going to be taking a break for a moment. We'll be back. Don't you go away now.
Enter the magical world of God's kiss.
He sees a large open area of valley ground covered with a thick green grass. in the open space are many other children and animals. All kinds of animals. And all of the animals are talking. He can understand every word they are saying.
God's Kiss is a beautifully illustrated children's book about a young boy's journey into a valley with children and animals from all over the world. They are gathering together to experience the wonder of love and beauty that will affect their lives forever. A talking book audio narrated by the author Donna Sebo accompanies this wonderful storybook, creating a special magic all of its own. This book package makes a wonderful gift for those special children in your life, ages 3 to 10. God's Kiss, book and talking book audio are only $19.95, plus shipping and handling. And the author, Donna Sebo, will autograph and personalize your book if you request it. Call 800-872-8852. You can also order through Donna Sebo's website, www.delphiinternational.com.
Donna Sebo publishes a popular, inspirational, and insightful newsletter filled with information about her upcoming guests, her travel schedule, seminar presentations, and upbeat articles to lighten up your life. You can subscribe to this free monthly newsletter by emailing her at Donna@DelphiInternational.com. That's Donna@DelphiInternational.com. You can also go to her website, www.DelphiInternational.com, and review past publications. Keep in touch with Donna through this monthly publication. Again, her email address is Donna@DelphiInternational.com, and her website is www.DelphiInternational.com.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo, and you can give me a buzz if you'd like to chat at 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756 if you're Canadian, and our other number is 530-876-3222. Nikki, what is your question for me?
I'm trying to do more relaxation techniques, trying to get better sleep at night. I'm working on researching, you know, how to do that and working with trying to find more healthy, holistic ways of sleeping and sleeping aids through natural herbs. And I was just wondering if you picked up that I would be successful in moving away from the prescription sleeping aids.
Actually, yes. What I think you're going to need to do, though, is work with your body. And I think your body's rhythm needs to be harmonized. To me, in my mind, when I'm focusing on you, you would do very well as a napper. In other words, if you could take a break where you could just lay down and take a nap, maybe for 10 or 15 minutes, that'd be great for you, and it would help to keep your energy up. Now, I realize that's not always convenient, especially when you're working, but I think you're going in the right direction when you're looking at perhaps doing some yogic breathing, when you are looking at relaxation techniques. For myself, I feel music is one of the great ways to go into that relaxation factor, and it depends on how the volume is, but if you can just shift your mind so you can have what I call those rest breaks or those napping moments, that would help you tremendously. There was a secret, and it ended up not being such a secret, obviously, because I know about it, that was done by stars, movie stars, people that were in the performing arts, because they would get so fatigued with the long rehearsal hours, etc. And what they learned is that they would use a slant board. And a slant board is just a piece of board that you can put some padding on, and you take and raise one end of the board, and obviously it needs to be a piece of board that's going to hold your weight, but one end of the board 6 inches off the ground, and you lay down on it. And I know one of the major department stores used to make them, and it was put in the sports department. And you could fold it up and put it away in the closet if you wanted to. But you would lay down on the slant board and just say you were going to sleep, you know, for 10 minutes or 15 minutes, maybe you wouldn't even sleep. You just lay down there. And having the legs elevated just that little bit caused a lot of a refreshment, that's the term I'll use, of the entire body system. And this was so effective that whenever these people would take breaks, they would use the slant board because they were just rejuvenated. And that is something that can really make a difference. Also, another technique you might want to consider exploring is biofeedback. Because what biofeedback does, it helps you to learn how to train yourself to shift into the altered state. And there's just so many different venues. I really think it's good you're exploring them because it can make a tremendous difference for you. And then also, I think nutrition is very, very important. And supplements are very important. That's just my personal bias. And the reason I say it is that when you're under a lot of stress and you're really busy and you're doing so much stuff, you just keep going, 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 going. You try to be like the Energizer Bunny and it doesn't work. So that is something where you need to be, I think, more educated about how you can keep your body's physical reserves up to par so that when you are putting out a lot of this extra energy because of stress, then you're going to have those reserves to draw upon. Is what I'm saying to you making sense?
Absolutely.
Well, I compliment you on being willing to explore. I think this is marvelous, absolutely marvelous.
Well, thank you. Thank you. And I'll keep you in touch with what I find out.
Well, please do. And then there's a couple of other points of information that if you wanted to call me at my office about, just remind me about what we discussed, and I can share more with you. But this will do for right now because I think you've got enough to work with.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you, Nikki.
Thanks so very much.
You're very, very welcome. This is Donna Sebo, and if you want to give me a buzz and would like to chat, here's the telephone number to call into. This is an open mic day, 877-876-5227. If you're in the U.S., if you're in Canada, 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. Also, we have a direct line of 530-876-3222. Now, I started to tell you about the guests that are going to be coming up next week. We've got Gail Gregory, who's going to be on with me tomorrow. We're going to be talking about the grand experiment. Monday, as I said, we're going to be talking about colon cancer and prostate cancer. And fortunately, we live in a time when we can talk about these things. My gracious, do you know it wasn't all that long ago where you would never mention anything like this in public? Just wasn't a subject to be talked about. Well, fiddly-dee. At least now, in today's world, we're saying, let's get the information out. And that's what Dr. Brooks is going to do with us on Monday. Then we're going to get into some spooky situations. We've got Dinah Rose, Roseberry is her last name. She's just a doll. And she has helped put together a book about ghosts of Valley Forge and Phoenixville. Wow, this is so much fun. I've read this book, and it is just absolutely cool with all of these stories. And everybody loves a good ghost story, and you don't need to wait to Halloween to hear about them either. Then we're going to have Patricia Aberdeen, and she's going to be with us on Wednesday. Her book, Megatrends 2010, is a must-read. Wow, did she put together material? We are going to find out what's coming up for us by 2010, and believe me, it's really going to be exciting. And then on Thursday and Friday of next week, we're going to be running some shows that have been done previously because I am traveling. I'm going to be traveling to the East Coast. I have some business meetings back there, but we will then be back live that following Monday. So we've got a great lineup of people, and I invite you to tell your friends to listen to bbsradio.com. Also, now that we have the automatic archiving, if you've happened to miss a show, hey, you can just go in and listen whenever you want. We've got it loaded up on site for your pleasure, and you can do it anytime, any place, anywhere, as long as you have a computer to access the Internet and bbsradio.com's website. There you are. You can hear the Donna Sebo Show, again, anytime that you want. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat, 877-876-5227, Canadians 888-815-9756, or 530-876-3222. Animals are so significant. We've had dogs over the years, my husband and I, and we love them. I just absolutely love them. We have Scottish Terriers, and there's always a story to tell about our wonderful companions. Well, pets, well, there are all kinds of pets out there. And I wanted to share a story with you about a pony called Petey. And Petey has touched the lives of so many, many people, children especially. And there's two Ohio children's hospitals that if you were to talk to any of the young children that are there, Petey has just been perfect for them. There was time when having any kind of animal in a hospital would have been absolutely a horrific thing. And again, it shows how we have matured and come to an understanding about the importance when people are sick, whether they're young or old, having companions, different animals around them just makes such a difference. They have such a need. So many times, especially with the elderly, they don't have family, they don't have relatives. And when you are feeling like you're incarcerated within this very sterile environment, and you don't have, you can't take care of pets, and you miss that. Well, the same thing is with children. They respond. People love animals. Well, Petey weighs about 400 pounds, and he goes into these two hospitals in Ohio, and he's part of equine therapy, and I really believe in this. I have done a number of interviews during the years with various people that work with horses and use them in therapy with people of all ages, and it is absolutely wonderful. Well, this therapy group is called Victory Gallop. They're located in Bath, Ohio, and Sue Miller is one of the co-founders. She said when the kids first see Petey, they just get, you know, they're just like, in a hospital, this little horse is in a hospital, my goodness. But Petey knows how to respond to the children, and usually he'll go up and he'll nuzzle them, and then the kids just start laughing, and the parents that are there are so happy. Then they see this little horse, this little pony come in, because sometimes these children, they're going through so much pain, and they haven't smiled. All they're aware of is that they're in pain and they're suffering. They have all kinds of various conditions. Now, before Petey can come in, some of you listening to this may say, ooh, who'd want a horse in a hospital? Well, you may think that they're dirty animals, but there's some very strict rules and regulations when animals are admitted into a hospital. Before he can even get into the hospital, he gets shaved, shampooed, and sprayed with Listerine. Now, why they spray Petey with Listerine is because it gets rid of his natural horsey smell, and his hoofs and his tail are covered with bandages, which come off before he walks through the doors of the hospital. Yes, and he can get through the doors because he's such a little guy. And it takes, in preparation for making his appearance with the children, it takes the handler, who is Richard Miller, about an hour to get him ready. And I've got a picture of him in front of me. And it's really something very, very special. But Petey doesn't just make appearances at hospitals. He is out on the Victory Gallop Farm, and the children that are involved in the riding program that he does with them help to keep him groomed, and his favorite snacks apparently are popcorn and peppermints, and his favorite activity, he loves to escape. He loves to get away from everybody. And they say what's so funny about it is that once he escapes, once he gets through the fence, if he figures out how he's going to do it, then he just stops. It's like, okay, I did it. Now come and get me and take me back in. He's a wonderful, wonderful animal. And, you know, what's so great about Petey is that he seems to understand when a child needs him to be with him for a while. He just seems to know how much the patients need him. And these children, all of them, are in for a very special reason. So if they smile for even a moment, the handlers say, we know we have done something very special to touch that child's heart and mind and to give them, that child, a sense of joy. Now, there's a six-year-old little boy named Tyler who had pneumonia. He said he just loves to have the little Petey at his bedside, and he said, it's just absolutely wonderful when they call home, the kids have something to share besides, I saw the doctor, Mom, and I hurt. They could say, I horse came into my room today, and they always take photos of the children and give them a miniature stuffed Petey. Wonderful people. You need to remember there are good people, caring people, that are in this world that make a difference. And I'm so pleased that I'm able to share some of their stories with you. This is Donna Siebel. We're going to be taking a break. Hey, those telephone lines are open. If you would like to chat with me, 877-876-5227. Canadians, 888-815-9756 or 530-876-3222. We'll be back in just a moment. Don't you go away.
Enter the magical world of God's kiss.
Johnny finds himself at the entrance to a large open valley framed by high mountains rich in the brown red colors of the earth. He stands in awe, even a little fearful of the mountain's great size. After all, he's just a little boy and not very tall.
God's Kiss is a beautifully illustrated children's book about a young boy's journey into a valley with children and animals from all over the world. They are gathering together to experience the wonder of love and beauty that will affect their lives forever. A talking book audio narrated by the author Donna Siebel accompanies this wonderful storybook, creating a special magic all of its own. This book package makes a wonderful gift for those special children in your life ages 3 to 10. God's Kiss book and talking book audio are only $19.95 plus shipping and handling, and the author Donna Siebel will autograph and personalize your book if you request it. Call 800-872-8852. You can also order through Donna Siebel's website, www.delphiinternational.com. That 800 number again, 872-8852.
Donna Siebel publishes a popular, inspirational, and insightful newsletter filled with information about her upcoming guests, her travel schedule, seminar presentations, and upbeat articles to lighten up your life. You can subscribe to this free monthly newsletter by emailing her at donna@delphiinternational.com. That's donna@delphiinternational.com. You can also go to her website, www.delphiinternational.com, and review past publications. Keep in touch with Donna through this monthly publication. Again, her email address is donna@delphiinternational.com, and her website is www.delphiinternational.com.
This is Donna. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. 877-876-5227. Canadians, 888-815-9756. Anyone else? 530-876-3222. Debt. The big D word. So many people have so much of it. And it gets to a point when you just feel like you are suffocating, especially with credit card debt. But you can take charge of your finances, and it doesn't really have to be that tough a problem, nor does it have to be painful. And we've got some recommendations from a marketing guru, Larry D. Compo, and this has been some of his, well, his passion, you might say, of educating people. And he said, there's a number of things that you can do. If you want to be financially independent, if you want to be free of debt, that's a dream of so many of us in this wonderful world of ours. But we've got to find out how we can break certain spending habits. And goodness knows we're inundated with advertising on so many, many things. So what you need to do, these are three suggestions that he has to break spending habits that you don't like. Create your own spending diet. For example, make a list of what clothes you might need for a new season and stick to it when making purchases over the weeks that follow once you make your decision. Also, socking a little bit of money away. Just putting away a dollar a day. If you can swing it into a retirement account, you'll save up to $2,000 a year. That's a pretty heavy thought, isn't it? A dollar a day. Well, I'll tell you some more about some of his suggestions. Let's go to our next caller. Welcome to the show. First name or initial, and where are you calling from? Hello, caller. I think we might have lost the caller. Oh, well. Let me continue on, and if we reconnect with the caller, then just beep me again. A third suggestion, not just putting that dollar a day away, which when you think of it, just a dollar a day, $1 a day, $2,000 a year. But actually, if you saved for each of the days, it would be $365. For 365 days, excuse me, which would be $3,650 total. Let's go to the caller. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, there we go. I got you loud and clear. First name, initial. Where are you calling from, hon?
This is Connie. I'm in southern Idaho.
In southern Idaho?
Yes.
Where in southern Idaho? What community?
I'm in Twin Falls.
Twin Falls, beautiful area, growing like a weed. Amazing. Okay, Connie, what I want you to do is keep up your writing. I want you to really get savvy with the computer, and even though I know, because I can relate to this feeling, that you'd sometimes like to pitch it out the window, it really is a good tool for you to use. And I think what you're going to find is you need to shop around because you need to find a computer, perhaps a laptop, something that is really going to go with you wherever you go. And you might want to look at, if you have a standard computer, you might want to look at one of these portable units that you could take that has a keyboard that you could just open up and use no matter where you were. And put the stuff like maybe into a Palm Pilot, and then when you go home, put it into your regular computer. But there are so many different things you need to research, because I'm seeing you doing a lot of work on the computer. I am looking at you putting together certain, I want to say, policies. There's documents. There's communication. There's something about a website. I mean, you're really going to go gangbusters, and I'm seeing you developing a very good group of people and associations with people that enable you to have a support network if you get into trouble. So I think you're going to be quite a busy gal. Also, I think that this year the tears of the past are pretty well going to be dried up. You're not going to find things pushing your emotional buttons the way they used to. And that's because you're developing a sense of detachment and you're saying, it's okay, I don't have to react the way I did before. That's not me anymore. I can really be true to myself. And I like what I see here. I like your clear thinking. I like your plans for change. I think you're right on the money. But I do think you do need to become very sophisticated with the computer because it's going to be literally your best buddy in a working environment of personal accomplishment that you want. What question do you have for me today?
Well, I feel like I'm on the edge of a breakthrough, and I was wondering if you could see where I really need to focus.
Tell me what it is when you're looking at the edge, that you're on the edge of a breakthrough. See, I think you've been working towards what you're perceiving as a breakthrough for a good 15 years.
Well, this is true, but I feel like that there's just something major on the horizon, and that I'm going to, well, you know, have a breakthrough to actually, you know, perceive something in a clearer way.
Well, I think it's on a very practical level. I think it is going to have something to do with a level of work and communication with others. I believe that there is going to be a series of circumstances that will be brought into your environment by people that you know. When the circumstances are brought into your environment, your first approach is going to be, I don't know that I want to be bothered with this. And that's where I think the computer is going to be coming in. You've never seen yourself as being someone that's going to be on the computer a great deal. That's just not been in your head that much. But this is a tool, and I think it's going to empower you to do what you want to do with other people.
Okay.
So you're right, but it's not out there in the ether, son. It's right here in terra firma.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So just keep on. You're doing a good job. You really are.
Oh, great. Thank you.
You are welcome, and thank you for calling, Connie.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Donna.
This is Donna Siebel. My goodness, we're out of time. Don't forget, tomorrow we're going to be talking about the grand experiment, Gail Gregory, and you'll have to listen to find out. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. Don't ever give away your dominion of your own individuality to anyone else, because that is your rightful inheritance. But it's up to you to spiff it up, polish it, and make it shine the way it should, because you're the boss when it comes to your own mind and your own thinking. We'll talk with you tomorrow about the grand experience. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.